Coming up on the Real Ones Reserved podcast, we'll be talking about the topic Seek to Know. You don't want to miss this one, baby. Let's go.
Whoa, now. It's your boy, MD the Veteran, and welcome to the Real Ones Reserved podcast, where we talk about real things that need to be talked about. Disclaimer, I am not a licensed psychologist, therapist, psychiatrist, counselor, or any type of behavioral health expert. These are only my thoughts and ideas. With that being said, if you care to listen, do so with an open mind. Let's go.
Good morning, everybody. It's your boy. It's your host of the Real Ones Reserved podcast, MD the Veteran. Let me get a hand clap. I'm just playing. I don't need a hand clap. I'm not nobody that big. At least not yet. I'm just playing, but good morning to y'all. I hope you all are having a great day so far. At least you better be. It's Friday, TGIF. It's another Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Can y'all tell I have had some coffee? I'm all over the place. I have ADHD. It's very bad. Could be very bad at times if I just let it go all out of control. But anyways, welcome to the show again. If you're a first-time listener, this is the Real Ones Reserved podcast, and we focus on mental health, inspiration, and motivation. So last night, before we get into the message today, I was reading a homework assignment last night, and pretty much it says presentations are boring. So I thought about my show when I read that, and I was like, man, I don't ever want the show to seem like a presentation. That's not what I'm here for. I'm just here to give you guys a bit of advice, a little bit of mentorship, and, you know, have it seem like more like a conversation rather than a presentation. So if I'm a little more unscripted, this is why. I don't want you guys to feel like, oh, it's just presentation time. Like, no. However, this is a mental health show, and I have the responsibility of offering this advice because I wanted to help somebody. That's what I'm all about. That's what this show is all about, giving you guys advice and bringing forth and sharing my own story to help you guys with your own story. Here at the Real Ones Reserved podcast, we love to speak truth. We're optimistic but realistic. And I share my story in hopes of letting you guys know that you're all not alone. You're not alone in this fight we call life. You're not alone with mental health battles, family issues, relationship issues, self-image issues. You're not alone with any of that stuff. And by any means, I'm not perfect. I want you guys to all realize that I am not perfect. I just feel like I have a good way of trying to work my way through my own issues. So I want to share that with you guys. So with that being said, let's get into today's topic. I hear somebody pondering, MD, what do you mean, seek to know? So seeking to know is pretty much, you know, you ever hear somebody say, I don't know the answer to that, or they just say they don't know and do nothing about it. Okay, so what are you going to do if you don't know? Or there's the infamous saying, oh, they don't know any better. What? When people tell me I don't know to like a simple question, I almost want to go back to an expression I used to use often. And my friends who are close with me and my family and loved ones know what I'm about to say. Don't disrespect me. Like, where does that expression even come from? They don't know any better. And why is it even acceptable for them to not know any better? Or why aren't these people seeking to know any better? What are you all's personal beliefs about people that aren't supposed to know any better? What I want you all to do now is think about if you ever had to use that statement in reference to a loved one, a friend, a coworker, whomever. Have you ever had to say that statement, oh, they don't know any better? Or have you guys ever been hurt by someone that you had to use this statement for? Have you ever had to say, I'm going to forgive them, they don't know any better? To me, it's like a cop-out term. It's like, ah, they don't know any better. Kind of like, I'll chalk it up as a loss, you know? Or how would you all feel if someone used that term about you? Ah, Malcolm doesn't know any better. Now, maybe this is the old soldier in me talking, but I would take it personal if anyone had to feel like they needed to use that term towards me. I don't need any sympathy. I don't need any discounts. I don't need any he don't know. I don't need nobody to speak for me. I can speak for myself. And quite frankly, it's like somebody calling you an idiot. Now, I'm not saying everybody's supposed to know everything or just be a subject matter expert in every field or every circumstance in their life, but you need to be able to find the answer. You can't just sit back and say, oh, I don't know. You have to seek to know. You have to find the answer. So I often reflect on my times in the military because, you know, there's a lot of great memories there and there's a lot of great lessons there. And in particular, I was a subject matter expert. I was a warrant officer. And man, I'm telling you, if anyone had to use those words towards me, he doesn't know any better, man, I would take that personal. Like, I'm telling you, that's fighting words. If anybody had to tell me or say that about me, oh, Turner doesn't know any better. Like, what? Are you serious? My feelings would be hurt, but I would take that personal and I would try to get better if someone ever had to use those words in reference to me. But at the same time, I would take that personal. I'm like, I don't know any better. Says who? I'm not saying I ain't never have to say, I don't know. But if I didn't know, I would follow up and I would present them the correct information. That's what professionals do. You follow up. But ain't nobody gonna ever or was gonna ever be like, hey, chief, what's going on with blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, I don't know. I would have a follow up to that. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know, but I'll get that answer for you. The same thing goes for other relationships outside of my work, for my spouse or for my kids. I don't always know everything, but I'll go research the answer and I'll get back with them and let them know what I found out. It's not adult-like to say, I don't know, and that's the end of it, or have someone make the statement about you, oh, they don't know any better. My point is, everyone should seek to know. Seek to know better. If you don't know the answer, don't stop there. You have to dig deeper into it, if you care that much. But for me, I don't like saying, I don't know, or have someone come up with a conclusion that, oh, he doesn't know any better. In my personal opinion, unless you're diagnosed with some type of disability, some type of learning disability, I don't want to hear, or I'm not going to use the term towards you. I'm not going to give you a pass. I'm not going to say, oh, you don't know any better. If you're capable of learning, no one should ever stop learning. You need to continue putting some knowledge in that brain of yours. But to say, I don't know, or a person doesn't know something, they can always seek to know. wrapping up today's show. I hope you guys all learned something. I hope you guys take to heed what I'm telling you. Always be eager to learn. Always be eager to research. Take the time to understand things. Take the time to expand yourself for growth, for opportunities, for a multitude of reasons. Take the time to gain that additional knowledge that could put you in the next bracket of your life. Again, this was the Real Ones Reserve podcast, where we talk about inspiration and motivation. Also, we're optimistic, but realistic. Make sure you subscribe to the show if you haven't already. Thank you for listening today. Make sure you tell somebody about the show so we can spread awareness and help more people. Also, make sure you look into the show notes and see our contact information along with our social media handles. And as always, it's the veteran. So who you think you're better than? TGIF, baby. Let's go. We'll be right back.